The project went great. We opened up the runway a day early. The main runway, 523, reopened last night. So a lot of neighbors and people are going to see the flight patterns return to normal. We still have a little bit of work to do. We're going to have some overnight closures of the runway to do some punch list items. That should happen for about 10 days and later of October. But after that, it's going to be fully open and operational, and everyone, especially the airlines, are really excited for it to be operational again.
What was done to the main runway?
So we had a full rehabilitation and reconstruction of the runway. So we went very deep down into the ground, pulled up all the old concrete and pavement, and we basically rebuilt the runway from scratch. This project is a three-phase project. This year we were in phase two. Phase two completed the runway. So we did the second half of the runway this year. Next year we have to do some taxiway work, but that's not going to affect the runway at all. So these full reconstructions don't happen very often. I believe the last one here at the Buffalo Airport for this runway was probably between 40 and 45 years ago. So they don't happen too often. The runway lasts for a very long time. And in between the reconstructions, you know, we have some general maintenance that occurs to make sure the runway is, you know, up to code, up to regulation. We may do a resurfacing of the runway every 20 years or so. But this was a really big project, and I'm really glad how the way it went, and really happy that we finished on time and on schedule.
And for passengers flying into and out of the Buffalo Airport, what will this rehabilitation project mean for their rides?
Well, it not a lot changed for the passenger experience during the closure. You know, we were able to use the crosswind secondary runway. So there was very little disruption to the passenger experience here at the airport. It really much more affected air traffic control and coordinating the flights, arriving and departing flights, and kind of doing the jigsaw puzzle to get flights in and out of here. And, you know, some aircraft, because the secondary runway is a little bit shorter and it's on a crosswind, you know, some aircraft weren't able to fly in and fly out of Buffalo. We temporarily lost our service to Los Angeles on JetBlue, but excited to announce that that is returned in October. So we're really excited for that to be back.
And what other projects, if any, are up next for the airport?
So next year we're going to enter phase three of the project. This is the last phase. We have to do some taxiway work next to the terminal. That should be a fairly quick and easy project compared to what we've gone through the last couple years. Nothing official on really after that. We're going through the master plan process with the FAA for the airport to look at, you know, the next 20 years on projects and expansions that we may want to do. So as soon as we complete that process, you know, the public will be informed, and we're excited. We got a few things planned that we're really looking forward to. I just want to thank everyone. I know the public, you know, it was a big adjustment for our neighbors around the airport with the different flight patterns and, you know, having to go through that two summers in a row now. So we appreciate everyone's understanding. We're very glad that it is over, and, you know, we're not going to have to go through that again for a pretty long time. So thank you for having me, and I appreciate it.